Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving Day. 2019, our 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. I'm glad you're here, and it's just all about Thanksgiving today. We're not doing any business. We're not going to talk politics. There's one little teeny tiny little part of the next hour. Might be a little bit of politics, but not much. Anyway, in the previous segment, I was talking to you about the history of Thanksgiving Day in America. With the pilgrims, right, and Somerset and Squanto and all that. Well, there's another story that you might not know about, and I love this story. So when the folks on the Mayflower came over, they set sail in September of 1620. Well, they thought they were going to Virginia, right? They thought they were going to Virginia. That's where they were headed, but they actually wound up in Cape Cod, where they first came ashore, thinking they were landing in Virginia. They came ashore out on Cape Cod. If you know about how the Cape comes around, and Provincetown is on the end there now. Anyway, they came ashore out there thinking they were in Virginia, and when they came ashore the first time, the 109 people on board. Only about 40 of them, 40-something of them, were the actual laden separatists, the religious people. The other people were explorers and different people, and they didn't like each other because this laden separatists, apparently they were pretty stuffy, and they called the other people the others. they referred to them as the others. They were like a child of a lesser god or something. Anyway, but they all came, some of them, a party came ashore, and they found a place where there was corn. And they started gathering the corn to take it to eat it, right? Well, it turns out, and this is way out on the tip of the Cape, it turns out that the corn was not there for their benefit. The corn was there on a burial, on a grave, on graves. The indigenous Indians, the Wampanoag tribes, They wandered up on, the pilgrims had wandered up on a burial ground. And so the Wampanoags had put food on the graves for the dead, right? That's what they did. Well, of course, you know what happens. You've seen the movies when white people wander around in Indian burial grounds, they get into trouble, right? So the Indians were a little indignant about this. And they attacked them, and they ran them back to the ship. They ran them back to the Mayflower. And so here's the reason I'm telling you that story. Think about this. What if they hadn't run them back? What if they weren't there that day? What if the Indians? What if they actually wound up coming ashore on Cape Cod and staying there instead of coming in more on the mainland? The Plymouth Landing is kind of out on Cape Cod, but it's really at the base of Cape Cod. And so it's really more connected to the mainland than the Cape is. But what if the pilgrims, what if the Mayflower folks had come ashore and had set up shop there out on the end out there? They would not have met Somerset, probably. They would not have met Squanto, who helped them survive after half of them died during the 1621 winter. Think about how this is the cause and effect aspect of all this, folks. Think of what would happen if what could have happened if the winter was as bad, and it would have been the same out on Cape Cod, maybe worse. Our history might be much different if those Indians hadn't run them off of their graveyard back onto the Mayflower. Because remember what also happened on the Mayflower when you've heard of the Mayflower Compact. Well, the Mayflower Compact happened after they were run off of Cape Cod. After they were run out of that graveyard, they went back on the Mayflower. They set sail or what? I don't know if they how they hauled themselves across the Cape or whatever, but they wound up then traveling inland toward the mainland, toward Cape Plymouth, what's now Plymouth. They wound up going there, but during that time, from the time that they left the Cape till they landed at Plymouth, they created the Mayflower Compact, which is an amazing document that Ken Davis is going to talk to us about in our interview with him coming up right after this. The Mayflower Compact was created during the time that while they were inside of Cape Cod on their way to Plymouth. Oh, and by the way, the first baby was born. The baby that was born on that voyage, one child, and the name of the child, and I love this name, Peregrine. Did you know that? Name of the first child born, the only child, as far as I know, born on that trip, was named Peregrine. And if I've gotten any of this wrong, Ken Davis will correct me in the next segment. I promise you, he's our buddy. He's our resident historian in the Brain Trust. He's going to be with us right after the break. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. He's going to have a lot more facts and figures, a lot better stuff than me. And he'll be dispelling all the myths about Thanksgiving, including maybe some of the ones that I just gave you. But isn't that a great story? Think about that. There's a reason. Sometimes there's a reason things happen. In your lives, things have happened in my life where I thought it was horrible. How could this happen to me? 30 days later, I looked up to the sky and I said, thank you, Lord, for letting that happen to me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.